Okay, so we have a 54-year-old guy has a pelvic mass. Question gives us no other information apart from this slide. Some students say, do I really need to know just like a straight up histo slide? Normally vignettes could give us a little bit more information so we can discern some sense of a diagnosis external to just the image itself. But you need to know that this is a spot histo slide for chondrosarcoma, okay? So I've seen NBME material for step one. And so if you see this as a one-off question, you might say, well, this could just be left field. Is this really going to show up on the exam, though? I've seen this not once, but twice. So it quickly fucking evolves from a scenario where it's just merely a left field question, dubious that it could even show up, to, okay, USMLE, for some magical fucking reason, wants you to know chondrosarcoma, okay, this histo image. Now, I'm not a pathologist. I've, you know, done a little bit of reading on Google as to how I could describe this to you. The cells are described as lobulated, okay, which just means like lobules. You can see they're clear in appearance, okay? And this background, this fuzzy ground glass-esque background, is a hyaline cartilaginous matrix, which makes sense because this is chondrosarcoma, is a cancer of cartilage, okay? So lobulated cells on a background of a hyaline cartilaginous matrix, that's the image we're looking at here. Just spot histo slide for chondrosarcoma for step one. Chondrosarcoma is third most common cancer of bone, multiple myeloma being number one, and osteosarcoma being number two. Chondrosarcoma, classically males in the range of 30 to 60 is what I read, but you can get it younger, and you can get it associated in association with other disorders such as Paget disease, etc. So I would not fixate on demographic as though that's so crucial. I really would just know this histo image for step one. So let's look at some of the other answer choices now. So this is multiple myeloma. Multiple myeloma is a cancer of plasma cells. You can see the image is very different. And the clock face chromatin, highly characteristic, okay? So this image, this is also high yield for step one. If you don't know the histologic description of clock face chromatin, like if you haven't heard that colloquialism before, you wouldn't know to look for it on the USMLE. So they show you this slide here, and it could be in someone who has hypercalcemia, back pain, generally someone over the age of 50, a high ESR, and lytic lesions of bone. These types of things are buzzy for multiple myeloma. But then they could show you this image. They could just say, 54-year-old dude who has back pain, and his calcium is 11. Normal range is 8.4 to 10.2. I'm just preaching hypotheticals. And then they show you this slide and you say, okay, well that actually, it sounds like multiple myeloma, the vignette, that's clock face chromatin. Then you're looking around in the image and you're like, yeah, that looks like clock face chromatin. So plasma cells, okay? You would do a serum protein electrophoresis as your next best step in diagnosis, which would show an IgG spike, okay? It's your M protein spike, but it's usually IgG. A lot we can chat about each of these diagnoses. I'm just going to move forward. So this image, this is osteoid osteoma. USMLE does not expect you to know this histo for step one. I put it here for the sake of contrasting, where if you are curious, you can just see very fucking different image. In terms of what I've been able to read online, it's described as bony trabeculae with osteoblastic rimming, okay? Once again, I'm not a pathologist, but that's how they describe it, and that's what this image supposedly is referring to. I can comment that osteoid osteoma, one of the notable details about it, not only is it benign, but USMLE, if they do give you a vignette of it, they like to mention something about how pain is relieved by NSAIDs. Why that's high yield, I don't know, but it's a classic factoid about osteoid osteoma, that the pain can be relieved with NSAIDs, okay? So that those are often prescribed for patients with osteoid osteoma. Same way we described the factoid, like clock face chromatin for multiple myeloma plasma cells, you should know NSAIDs can relieve pain associated with osteoid osteoma. So this image is osteosarcoma. So this is the second most common cancer of bone after multiple myeloma. We said chondrosarcoma was third. Osteosarcoma, classically males 15 to 35. It can be associated with Paget disease in older patients. And it can also be associated with patients who have RB, retinoblastoma mutations, okay, familial retinoblastoma. So you have a kid who has an enucleation of the eye at the age of one, or they show you leukochoria, the white eye reflex, a reflective retinoblastoma in, as I said, a kid under the age of one. And then they'll say, what cancer is this kid at increased risk of developing later? And the answer is osteosarcoma. So that's a factoid for you. So retinoblastoma, Paget disease. Otherwise, it's just more sporadic, ages 15 to 35-ish in males. So the image on the left is Codman triangle, which is periosteal elevation caused by the osteosarcoma. And then you get the development of, or the growth of, subperiosteal new bone formation, okay? So the mass, the osteosarcoma is pushing the periosteum up, and then you get subperiosteal new bone formation. That's your osteosarcoma. And then the image on the right here is the sunburst appearance, classic, which is just described as spiculated new bone formation, okay? USMLE is not going to be buzzy with these things. They're not going to say sunburst appearance, more than likely, okay? They might say spiculated new bone formation. Questions sometimes like to say, when you're trying to rule in or rule out these diagnoses, they could say there's no periosteal / no subperiosteal reaction, no spiculated new bone formation. You're like, what the fuck does that mean? They're trying to tell you it's not osteosarcoma. So the sunburst appearance, that's more specific for osteosarcoma. The Codman triangle, it's not specific. It can be seen in other diagnoses, including Ewing sarcoma, which is a pediatric bone tumor. Now, looking at prostatic adenocarcinoma, USMLE does not expect you to know this histologic image. I just show it here for contrast. You can see it's glandular in appearance, okay? And it could, by all means, be metastatic prostate cancer in a guy who's over the age of 50. I mean, why not? Very, very, very common, actually, for USMLE questions to have metastatic prostate cancer. So I just, if we're looking at the histology in this type of question, where there's relatively little vignette, you can just see that the prostate cancer is glandular in appearance. Whereas if we go back to our chondrosarcoma, we can see that we have these lobulated cells on our background of hyaline cartilaginous matrix. So that's pretty much it, okay? I think your take home here is just the value is just saying, okay, didn't realize chondrosarcoma was a high yield image. All right, I should know that, okay? So that's your main summary for this question. That's it.